Coast Radio News for Thursday, December 5th, 2019. I'm George Henry. The youth that ran away from Camp Florence has turned himself in. 18-year-old Ethan Bright absconded from the facility November 28th, where he was being held on charges of unauthorized use of a motor vehicle and burglary one. He was remanded back into custody of the Oregon Youth Authority Tuesday night. Bright turned himself into the Florence Police Department, which was confirmed by Commander John Pitcher. Camp Florence is a minimum security facility intended for youth that are low risk harm to the community. Bright is the second youth to escape in recent months. In June of this year, 20-year-old Brandon Hansen also escaped and eluded police on the Siuslaw River Bridge, but was later captured in Portland unharmed. If you're still having trouble deciding on a health care plan for 2020, you have until the 15th of December to make that decision. Open enrollment for health plans will end on that Sunday. If you fail to meet the deadline, you will have to qualify for a special enrollment period in order to receive any coverage. To qualify for special enrollment, you would have had gotten to get married, have a child or adopted a child, or gotten legally divorced during the calendar year. A change in residence may also qualify you for special enrollment. One other way to qualify is if someone in your plan has died and you are no longer eligible for your current plan. You can check coverages and rules at healthcare.gov. This weekend is the Empty Bowls event at the Florence Event Center. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you can purchase a handmade ceramic bowl at the event, and proceeds will help fund food for the Florence Food Share. Desiree Colton.
It's absolutely amazing the need in this area. So many families are working more than one job. They have children at home to feed, and this keeps families up and running. It's surprising how much it does help them.
There will also be a silent auction of items to raise additional money for the food share. Organizers say there will be over 1,000 bowls available, too. The event begins Friday at 5 p.m. and ends on Sunday at 3 p.m. That's Coast Radio News for Thursday, December 5th, 2019.